This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 91 for Thursday, October 5th. I'm Glenn Hallett. Ice canola futures continued to fall back on Thursday morning due to declines in comparable oils. The November canola contract loses $3.40 at $7.0740 per ton, and the January contract gives up $4.10 at $7.1550 per ton. The Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are incurring losses. Global crude oil prices are to the downside as well, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. Speculative selling is also contributing to the downturn in canola, with the nearby November contract slipping below its support level. As the effects of harvest pressure continue to linger, combining across the prairies is close to wrapping up for the year. Saskatchewan issues its weekly crop report later today. Rain is falling over much of the eastern half of the prairies, while the western side is dry. Canola crush margins remain very strong, with the November positions between $220 and $250 per ton above futures. The Canadian dollar is virtually unchanged, with the loonie at 72.75 U.S. cents. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report, and for the week ending September 28th, soybeans exceed 808,000 tons. Soy meal export sales include 23,400 tons of old crop and 348,000 tons of new crop. Those for soy oil have 500 tons of old crop and 300 for new crop. U.S. corn sales tally almost 1.82 million tons of old crop and more than 611,000 tons of new crop. Wheat sales are about 273,000 tons. Two-thirds of crushing plants in Argentina are reported to be sitting idle, and a lack of soybeans could lead to all of them being shut down. The United Kingdom accuses Russia of spreading sea mines in targeting vessels going to and from Ukrainian ports. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The November contract is down 5.5 cents at $12.67.5 per bushel. December soy oil gives up about 0.2 cents at 55.77 cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2.50 at $369.50 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher as its December contract nudges up 2 cents at $4.88 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its December contract adding 6 cents at $4.35. The U.S. wheat complex is also higher, as Chicago December gains 8 cents at $5.68. Kansas City December jumps 13 cents at $6.79.5. And Minneapolis December advances 9 cents at $7.21. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 5th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.